bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, guys, today is the first day of autumn and I've got some regrets that I didn't do in summer, all right?
What? You didn't wear your fedora? Because you're doing that today.
This is not a fedora, okay? It's an Indiana Brilliant Jones hat.
Were you not sporty enough?
Okay, it is a little bit of that tangent. But don't make fun of me, all right? I'm sure you guys have some regrets that you didn't do this summer.
You only worked out once a day. Is that it?
Screw
you
guys.
Only rode your bike like for 16 kilometres instead of 24.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
It's the first day of autumn, so welcome autumn.
Oh, autumn gets a clap.
We welcome autumn you does. With open arms and dropping leaves. Now,
God, I love autumn for the
moment. I love autumn.
There isn't. Sorry, Jess. Just one thing. Is there anything better than an orange or red leaf?
Oh no,
nothing. It literally gets me like...
Pity we don't have Prue here. She totally could have agreed with that.
She would have loved it.
She's like,
she would have loved it.
I'm a little orange autumn leaf.
She is. Bless her cotton socks. I just get so excited by like orange leaves, jumping on them. Anyway, sorry.
But we're not here to talk about the praises of autumn, guys, or as the Americans call it, fall.
Ugh.
Right? We're talking about what's in the rearview mirror. We're talking about summer regrets.
Oh.
Talking about those things that you tell yourself every summer you're going to do, and then it comes to the end of summer, it's like, I've achieved zero of this.
Wow.
Do you guys have that? Because I certainly have it.
I have so many of these, but I'm gonna wait. Okay.
Well, look, you guys are probably like going,
what's yours?
Sporty Spice. But
your body? You didn't get your summer body?
No, that's year end. But the thing that always gets me is I tell myself... When people ask, do you know how to surf? I always say, oh, yeah, I have no clue how to surf. Every single summer, I'm like, you know what? This is going to be the summer that I learn how to surf. Never do it.
Really?
Yeah. You could pick it up, though.
Yeah.
Can you ski?
But that's the thing, is that you get nervous that, what if I'm really, really just crap?
Have you been bad at sport?
Yeah, have you ever been bad at sport?
I'm thinking.
Nah, never.
Obviously not.
Have you ever, like, missed a catch or something?
Yeah, but it's under pressure, you know.
You'd be able to surf. Can you ski?
Yes.
Okay, you've got balance.
But I regret not trying it.
Just even I've stood on a surfboard before.
Really? Yeah. No, you have not.
Once I have, yeah. I was in Bali.
Oh, my God, did you fall off?
I was in the ocean.
Christina James has done it. I've got to be able to do it.
I don't believe that James stood on a surfboard.
It was a very small wave.
I have never stood on a surfboard.
I was going forward. I wasn't doing the real surfy thing.
Once, I used to have a skateboard, and that was a bit, like...
Bit dodgy?
It was a bit shaky on that.
I can ride a boogie board.
That's good for
you. Don't you just lie on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you give it to...
Chappelle could do that.
That's why you give it to your two-year-old kids and send them in the surf. But I regret it. Every summer I get to the end of summer, it's like, I was supposed to take up surfing this summer. Oh. Don't do it.
But
and once again, I've lost my chance.
Isn't the thing about surfing, though, you do it year-round, you just wear a little wetsuit?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but I don't... You're down the beach more during summer. I don't have those opportunities.
You don't have a job at the moment.
All right, make me feel worse. I don't know how to surf and I don't have a job.
You've got all week to learn.
You could go today to go surf. What are you going to do today?
Yeah.
I was going to go home and have a nap.
You want to learn how to surf, you lazy.
You're going to say the S word, weren't you?
You guys were giving me stick because I said I wanted to do, like, every summer I say I'm going to do surfing, but I don't do it. And then you just decided to attack me that I don't have a job and I should do it now.
Well,
but
yeah.
Well, have you guys got any regrets that you haven't done over summer?
Look, I do. Last year, or maybe the year before, I bought myself a picnic basket and picnic rug. I've since used it.
I think I remember you buying that as well. Oh, I think I remember you saying, I bought a picnic rug and I'm going to have more picnics.
Yes.
Why is that so funny?
But I didn't go on a picnic this summer and I'm really upset about it.
Is it checked?
Of course it is. Gosh.
Has it got its own little cutlery set inside it?
Yeah, of course it does.
I just...
Plastic wine glasses?
I can imagine you carry that Yep. A la Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
I was thinking skipping as well.
Skipping.
Thank you.
Is that your only regret?
Pretty much.
I have a plethora, as always. So as you boys know, after Christmas, I fell and hurt myself.
Oh, yes.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you'll know that one Tuesday I didn't make it in because I fell over at the train station. And yes, you may laugh like Jess just did. And yes, I may have been bagged on air that entire show because I didn't make it in until the boys realised that I ended up in hospital and I was really bad. So that...
That's what happened at the train station.
That's what happened at the train station. That has been two and a bit months. You guys can see my knee.
Yeah, there's a scar.
It's a scar. Oh, gosh. Still
so purple.
It's still healing.
Oh, dear.
Still healing.
Moisturising.
Chucking the vitamin E oil on it, going nuts. Mm. Probably my biggest regret is that I didn't really get to use my swimming pool over the months of January and February, because when it was a full wound, you can't go in a swimming pool.
I'm surprised again Christina's managed to work that she's got a swimming pool into the show again, James.
I also just mentioned...
Can you teach me how to surf in it?
I also just mentioned it to Serena at the front desk just before. Mm. So I'm just like, hey, a swimming pool. I can't do that for much longer, guys. I've only got like another couple of days of hot weather. And then if I mention my swimming pool, you guys will be like, oh, who cares?
Don't you mean a giant esky now because it's all cold?
Don't you have like heating in it anyway?
Yeah, I've got a spa.
Oh, come on.
So look, I can still go all year round.
James is your favourite button.
My other regret is, of course, now you also don't know this, Jess, because you were away, but I joined the gym.
What?
And I've been...
Oh, yeah, it was the week before the knee incident.
Yes. And I have been going to the gym. And my only other regret is that I haven't really been that much. But I've been going like twice, three times a week. Can you believe it?
I can't. My jaw is almost on the ground.
Yeah. Mm. I know.
Well, okay. Hold it back. I'm not the one who joined the gym.
Like, I would be passed out if that happened.
Fair enough.
I've been on the bike, on the cross trainer, lifting weights. What do you think? Can you see any muscles in my arm?
Yeah, but there's a reflection from the mirror and it's me. But no, you look good too.
So I regret that I didn't go more to the gym.
Okay.
But I guess you can still do that in other weather.
You can.
Yeah, it's not a summer thing. It's not a summer thing.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.